We're joined by Mary Beth Kiefer, Executive Director of the Flint Hills Bread Basket. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know that this has probably been a busy time for the Flint Hills Bread Basket. I wanted to check in with you and see how supplies are running out there for you.
It's been very busy for us, Brandon, but we've been keeping up. We kind of graduated them up to having more weeks. We give them more food, so there's not as much contact, but we're giving them the bread and the milk and all the rest of the product that they need to make three meals a day for a week and or a couple weeks. And it's working out very, very well. As far as I know, I've called a couple of the individuals that we help, and they kind of gave me an idea of what we could do a little different to the box that we're making. And so we had made those adjustments, and we're doing really, really well. We stay busy. We have new people coming in, but so far we've been able to meet everyone's needs. And the listening area or the Manhattanites, whatever we want to call the generous people, have been sending us in donations. And all of that is going to be needed because, you know, I have the golf tournament, and that's been canceled now and probably rescheduled in the fall, and that is always a great cash fundraiser for us. And we also always have the Project Manhattan in the month of May, where the businesses all compete against each other because every summer we become busier because all those children that are getting the meals at school are now home. And I know they do have some local sites around town for children to eat, but it just seems like that we're that much busier. And so we're not being able to have that fundraiser in May, what brings in cash and food. And so probably in another 6 weeks or so, I'll be putting on Facebook the things that we need. I know one is going to be cold cereal, but I'll go back and evaluate what the warehouse looks like after this, you know, goes a little bit farther in. And I know that Manhattan will produce because they always do. That's the generosity of Manhattan.
Well, I know a lot of people have been struggling here, maybe with less paychecks, you know. And then there's MHK Together. I know they've done some help with some grocery assistance. But if anyone's fallen through the cracks here, what do they need to know here about maybe filling out an application? How simple is it?
It is very simple. They just simply walk up. We are not letting anyone come in the building right now. We're fixing the boxes just to try to, you know, have less contact. And, of course, we wipe down everything and try to sanitize everything as it goes in and out. We take the groceries out in a cart, and then they take it to the car, and then we sanitize it when it comes back. They just need to simply walk up to the window or the door. If they knock on the door, we're going to open it and say, go to the window. They're going to come here, and then the young lady, Melissa, that works with all the new clients and continuing clients, they'll go to the window. She'll come out, give them some paperwork to fill out. It's just one sheet on the front of it, and they'll fill that out, and she'll give them food that day if they have what they have need with them. If they don't, she's still going to give them food and then have them come back with the necessary papers. So they're going to get food regardless if they're in need, and we'd be delighted to take care of people that I know it's there's just so much stress out there with families and people that have lost their jobs, and that's what we're here for, and we want to take care of those in need.
What about people wanting to donate? Obviously, they can donate food. Have you had anybody wanting to donate masks or anything like that?
Yes, we have. I put on Facebook a couple weeks ago that we needed gloves, masks, and hand sanitizer because at that point, I don't know now, but at that point, I had, you know, visited a few areas around town and was not finding anything. And so, again, people just are so generous, and here comes the mask, the gloves, and the hand sanitizer, and we are good right now. So, you know, depending on how long this goes, I may have to take that back, but right now we are excellent. You know, as our volunteers go to the grocery stores, they have masks available to wear, and they have rubber gloves to wear. And so we're trying to keep everybody as safe as we can. And then, of course, it's up to them if they want to drive. You know, we've had a few that have dropped out, and totally understandable. And then we have others that say, you know what, I want to do this. And so they have the gloves and the hand sanitizer and the mask to use when they pick up at the local grocery stores.
Yeah. I think it's really highlighted a need here in the community. And we know that it's always existing here in our community, but maybe more so now than ever with this pandemic going on. How many more clients would you say you're averaging at, through the breadbasket, like weekly?
Yes, thank you. I had someone ask me that, and I would say maybe we're up 25% to 30%. But a lot of those people were already using us because they were already in low-paying or low-income jobs. And so we're up, but we're not like what you see on TV with lines and lines and lines. You know, I think those are your metropolitan areas that are just, they're hit hard and we're hit hard, but a lot of the low-income paying jobs may have already been using us before. And then I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but, you know, all the students from the college went back home. And so there was probably some openings in some of those jobs, or it was easier because they didn't have as many employees to work with because of the students going back to their home to live.
Hmm. All right. Well, it's good to know that you guys are doing well. And again, if people have questions, if they want to donate, you just leave the food there outside?
Well, yes, at the West Door they can knock. But you know what? When people have been calling, I've been telling them, if you'll hold off for about another month then and call me, I'll tell you exactly what we need. But you really don't need to be going to the grocery store to shop for us right now either. We're fine right now, and I want everybody to stay as safe as they can possibly stay. And then when this is in another month, we'll tell you what kinds of food we need, and I have no doubt that it will be donated.
Good to hear. Oh, that's great. I always worry because I did see some other food pantries out of town are not doing as well. So it's nope. good to know we have good support.
They don't have the Manhattanites we have.
I guess not.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
And that is Mary Beth Kiefer, Executive Director of the Flint Hills Breadbasket, joining us here on In Focus.